SBS Filipino.
We have this morning Michael Landry, Hotel Director of the Explorer of the Sea. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for allowing me to come in. Explorer of the Sea, there are lots of Filipinos working here.
Yes, indeed. The highest percentage of our crew members are from the Philippine Islands.
Why does Royal Caribbean love Filipino workers?
Because they have brought to us a work ethic that's almost without parallel in our experience. They have helped us to build a very tactile, close-knit community with our guests because they are very empathetic. They're very much attuned with how our guests feel and what it takes to make that vacation experience just that much more special.
In almost all the departments, there are Filipinos?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your most favorite Filipino trait?
I think it's the empathy. I think it's the willingness to please. I've been able to cruise quite a few places in the world today, but seldom have I seen, as a general rule, a population of peoples that are so plugged into the human condition. I get so many wonderful statements from our guests about our Filipino stateroom attendants, our waiters, our guest service agents. All of the guests are very much impressed with the way that our Filipino population bond from a human standpoint. And that's something today, in today's world, we don't really connect person to person the way we should, the way nature intended. We connect more by electrons. We connect more by Facebook, by social media. But on ships, we have the opportunity to connect one-on-one. And I think that's one of the reasons why Royal, as a company, does so well with its guests, with its loyalty program, with its indigenous population, because we do understand that connection is important.
I've heard from Segunda that most of the crew members love to work in this big cruise ship because they get to travel around the world free.
Yes.
Yes.
We pay them, actually.
Yes, yes. Free, and then they get to earn.
Yes. You know, I'm amazed. I don't know if I would have the intestinal fortitude to be able to do the things that some of our crew members from throughout the world, from India, from the Philippines, from Malaysia, are able to do. They start families and they come out and they make their way with us here on the ships, and we become their family for longer periods of time than they are back home.
Yes, because they're in the cruise ship for more than half of the year.
Yes, ma'am. It's very important for us to recognize their sacrifice and their devotion to the Royal experience with our guests. They are compassionate. They are very much friendly, outgoing. They're very much dedicated to the experience on board, the guest experience.
Working in a cruise ship, we can say that, especially with Royal Caribbean, we can say that it's a multicultural company.
I would say I compare it to a tapestry. It weaves different colors through the vacation experience. You have an opportunity to meet and greet and share life experiences with people throughout the world. We have 57 different nationalities on board the vessel. And all of those people come with their own upbringings and ideas and cultural differences, which together make an amazing vacation experience because our crew share. They include our passengers in the quality of life on board, as well as the quality of life working side by side.
Last one. Your message to all your workers, especially to the Filipinos.
I would say thank you. I would say to every crew member that I come into contact with, and I do it on the first day of our cruise when I address our crew members coming back from vacation or new to ships entirely, I always preface the conversation with the words thank you, because they have a choice. They weren't forced to do this. There was an opportunity, and they grabbed the opportunity. And I would say welcome to the best company in the world. Welcome to the best ship in the fleet. Welcome to sharing your talents and responsibilities and dreams and ambition and drive with the Explorer of the Seas and her complement, so that we are able to give that vacation experience that our guests have come to rely on from Royal Caribbean.
And continue to explore the sea.
Yes, ma'am. I think the Explorer is uniquely named for just that purpose.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us today. It's a pleasure.
sbs.com.au/Filipino